sometimes it's not other people in our way. Sometimes it's the way we think that prevents a lot of opportunities that we can have or will get. If you spend the time and the effort, why would you question your future abilities? Thoughts of not being old enough or young enough, that's a thing, has always been a thing. But not being good enough compared to who? Someone who practiced more? Someone who invested in their education? That's an option for you if you want it. But if you don't want it, you can't be mad that someone is further ahead or someone is grabbing more opportunities than you are. And that I can't mentality will have you watching other people live while you complain about shit that you can do something about. So stop it. Do different. Welcome to She Gets a Pod. What are some things that you want to achieve, but you haven't worked towards them? Whose fault is that? What ownership do you take in that? Why hasn't it happened? What's in the way? All of these questions are things we should always be asking ourselves. We make time to eat, sleep, scroll through our phones, travel, shop, clean, work out. But if you want something more that requires you to do something more, if you want something bigger that requires you to think bigger, it's not the most hardest mathematical problem in the world to figure out what you need to do. It's the want to do the things that need to get done. What if the way that you think is wrong and you're just wasting time thinking in a stuck mentality? Is it the doubt you have that's holding you back? Is it the doubt that you're holding on to? If it's not helping you, why don't you put it down? Is the doubt making you happy? Is the doubt making your income higher? Are you getting paid to doubt yourself? And if you think of it like that, then I feel like it'll be easier for you to stop. But because people just feel like I need to doubt myself, that's why, so I can be realistic. The reality is the most amazing things in life at one time were not realistic. The fact that Jeff Bezos sat in the garage and came up with what he wanted Amazon to be years ago was not realistic. But here I am being able to get a package delivered that I put into my computer or my phone yesterday at 5 a.m. the next morning. So we have to be a little bit of crazy. We have to be a little bit of absurd to get things that haven't been done, done. But if you don't have the want to and the willpower to go against the grain and think absolutely different from what we already have, these amazing things will not happen in the future. Because some people feel like a failure because of how much time has passed and they haven't done the things that they're thinking of that they haven't put work into. Comparing yourself to somebody else is not going to help you. When we do things and we don't need everyone's approval for it, it's cool. There's not this big rush on it. If you tell less people what you're doing, you'll be less disappointed when it doesn't get done. Faster way of saying that, shut up. Shut up, keep your head down, focus on your own shit, focus in, lock in. This idea that we need everyone's approval is an illusion because we don't need it. Things don't have to be perfect the first time. Social media doesn't have to like it the first time. Social media doesn't have to see it in its process. Give people what they need when you're not sure about something. If you want to, give yourself the grace to mess up. Everything is not going to be right. She Gets a Pod will be right back after this message. It's summertime. Everyone is out and about. You're supposed to be happy. but that returning feeling is back. You don't feel in the mood for fun, you're missing people, and because you don't want to be a buzzkill, you're quiet about it. That's okay. But some of us just need more help than others. When you're looking for someone to understand what you're going through, it might not be your friends or your family that understands you. Some of us need professional help that can be found on our phones or online. When you're looking for that, you can always check out our sponsor, BetterHelp, and see what options you have to speak with someone to be heard, because we all have things that we are carrying that are a bit heavier than the next person's. So if you're looking for a safe place to just have someone to talk to who can give you tools to work through your thoughts and your feelings, try our sponsor, www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get 10% off your first month. Stop worrying and get the help you need today. Now back to our show. It's all right. The first time. But social media and society gives us the illusion that on the first time I got it, that's how I knew it was meant to be. When it, in reality, by the time the person records it and posts it up, you don't know, they don't know, but that person knows that's the 25th time they did that thing, and that's why it worked out. But online, it looks like the first time they set their mind to something, the first time they did it, so it must have been meant to be. They're so lucky. It's not luck, it's practice. It's not luck, it's intention. It's not luck, it's this consistent want to and willpower to show up regardless of yesterday being shit. So be real with yourself. Stop procrastinating. Procrastination is a personal issue. You're going to have to fix it. More money won't fix it. You'll just procrastinate about what you need to do with more money. Killing your motivation is an individual issue. So if you only have $2,000 and you're not motivated, do not think when you get $1 million, you're going to be more motivated, because you're not. Productivity cannot grow in a space where your mind is not willing to grow. You cannot judge how fast you're going by what the other person's pace is, because you don't know what their destination is. So stop having these limiting beliefs on who you are, what you can accomplish, what will happen for your future while you're working towards it, because it's contradicting. And stop saying to the world, I'm amazing, I'm great, I have all these attributes. And then when the camera is off or your phone is down, you feel like you can't do shit. You feel like you don't have shit. And you say to the world, I don't have shit, I can't do shit, nothing ever goes right for me. Then you're calling things in your life to never go right for you. The things that you speak about yourself in public, do it in private. The way you feel about yourself in public, do it in private. There's so many great people, creative people, just intentional people who give this big image about how much they love themselves and how much they're sure about themselves in public. But then when they go home, they feel like shit. They feel like they have nothing. They feel like they have nothing to be happy about. They have nothing to be proud about. There's so much to be proud about. There's so much to be just excited for in the future if we focus on the things that we want to do and we put the right effort into doing it. Every day is a daily effort that has to happen for that bigger picture that you want. Every day is a choice to be good to people and be kind to people and be intentional with what you want with people, or you can lie about what your intentions are. You could use the people in your life for your personal use while manipulating them and making them think that it's for something else. You can love people and not have to be with people. You can listen to people but not have to take everything that they say for facts. You can read things, but you don't have to believe in the things that you read. You can watch things, but you don't have to believe in what was given to you in a video or in a picture. Because honestly, when it comes to this AI shit, I don't even trust videos anymore. I don't even trust pictures to be real anymore. If I don't see it in real life, in person, that probably didn't happen. That's probably not real. And that's where, and we should have a conversation about this, I feel like AI needs boundaries. AI needs boundaries because when it comes to art, when it comes to the everyday lifestyle and things that are happening with people, we don't need an imagery or a vision of something that is not real, that is not really happening to a human being, that's computerized, that looks like it's really happening to a human being. We have enough shit going on where we don't have to be giving false messages through AI just because we can. But again, that's a whole nother conversation. But for the main thing about this episode, I just want people to stop having limited thinking about themselves, about what they can do, about their future. If you're not where you want to be right now, cool. I am happy that you know this is not where you want to be. Now, what are you doing on a daily to change that? What are you doing on a everyday basis to improve that? What are you putting to the side for that thing later on that you know you need to do? Put in the effort. Kill that negative thinking. Kill that limited mentality and be great. If it didn't happen today, tomorrow's another day. If you don't like how your body is, figure out what you need to do to change your body. In a healthy way. Not in an overnight way. Not in 2 weeks. And I think that's a whole other thing with that. There's so many people looking for a quick fix for something you've been doing to your body for 5+ years. Habits you need to drop that you don't want to drop, but you want a quick fix. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. It's like you spend 5+ years ruining a vehicle that you use every day, you depend on every day, and you want to get your vehicle fixed tomorrow, but you don't want to change how you handle your vehicle. What's the point? What's the point? So just think about it. Think about how you speak about yourself in private. Think about how you put the effort in private versus what you tell society when the camera's on. What you tell your friends when you're talking about what you're going to do in the future, what you're going to have in the future. You're not going to have anything great in the future if you don't do something great right now. Stop thinking about yourself in a limited way. I feel like everybody on this earth has a purpose. Some people focus in, practice, improve what they love, what they know their purpose is, and we get to see it in real life vivid. We get to see them be the best at that thing that we know they love and they want to do. And some people just give up on what they know their purpose is because society says it makes no money. Society says this is not a successful thing to do. Society says that's bullshit. If you believe that what your purpose is what you're supposed to do in life, go for that thing. You're not going to be happy doing anything else. Go for that thing. You either live a happy, fulfilled life, being true to yourself, or you live a life that society told you you need to live because this is what adults do and you're unhappy. And that leaks into everything. It leaks into your relationships. It leaks into your job. It'll leak into the interactions you have with people. It'll leak into the future people that you'll meet. And they'll think that you're just shallow. They'll think that there's no levels to you. You're really boring. And in all actuality, you have this great inner spirit that you're not feeding. Again, because of your limited beliefs. Because of what you allow people to tell you what you need to do. Just be true to yourself. Stop limiting yourself and be great. My name is Shan. This is She Gets a Pod. You can find me at shanbpodden.com. I appreciate every listen. Don't be afraid to tap in. Don't be afraid to check out the blog. Don't be afraid to check out the other podcasts. I will catch you next time. Peace. I love you. I love you. I love you.